Sunday, 23rd of January, 1916, asks reward offered in Mary Fagan case. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, 23rd of January, 1916, page 23, column 2, attorneys for Robert Barrett, make application to governor for $200, a formal application for the $200 reward offered by the state of Georgia for evidence sufficient to bring about the conviction of the man who killed Mary Fagan in the National Pencil Factory in Atlanta, April 26, 1913, was made to Governor Harris Saturday by attorneys Lawton Nally and Thomas E. Scott on behalf of their client, Robert Barrett. Barrett, who was a lathman in the pencil factory, pointed out to the authorities certain alleged blood spots on the second floor of the factory and some hair which was found upon a lathe handle. It was the contention of the state that both the blood and hair were Mary Fagan's, and it was on this evidence that the state largely relied to establish its contention that the murder was done on the second floor and to convict Leo M. Frank of the murder. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey called on Governor Harris Saturday morning to say that if anyone was entitled to the reward offered by the state, it should go down to Barrett, as it would have been very difficult, if not impossible, to have convicted Frank without the evidence supplied by Barrett. Barrett, through attorneys Nally and Scott, brought suit against the city of Atlanta to collect a reward of $1,000 offered by the city in the Fagan murder case. This suit is pending before the state Supreme Court, attorneys for the city having demurred to it on the ground that the city of Atlanta was without a charter right to offer such a reward.